2 months in the Rocky Mountains. In her letter to Edson, written July 23, Ellen White announced their immediate plans. "We expect to leave Denver for the mountains tomorrow. We shall range about amongst the mountains and try the mountain air. Father does not improve as we would be glad to see. One day he is feeling well, the next not as well. When he tries to write, he is all used up. Still, he is hopeful and of good courage, cheerful and free in the Lord. When we get into the mountains, we'll write to you in regard to the scenery. Write to our address, Black Hawk, Colorado, care of W.B. Walling." At Central City, close to Black Hawk, lived Ellen's niece Addie Clough Fair, and her husband. This was mining country. Gold and silver had been found deep in the mountains. The houses were crowded together in a narrow ravine. Writing at the Fair home in Central City, Ellen White provides a description. "Here I am, looking out and upward upon mountains of perpendicular rocks estimated at 500 feet high. From the foot of these mountains to the top, upon ledges of solid rocks, slight excavations have been made and houses built in every spot that could be made available by stone foundations. Directly in front of me are several tiers of houses, rising one above another. Never did I behold such a scene as this. There is scarcely a sign of vegetation, no trees, but abrupt, barren rocks. Some of these houses are very nice and expensive. Just before me is a large, fine house, built high on the top of the mountain. A wall of masonry several feet high bears up the front of the house, while the back of the house rests upon the solid ledge drilled and chiseled out for the builders. A very nicely finished barn is built in the same manner. Out of the house, there is not a level place for the feet to stand upon unless, it is, built up like a platform. As is often the case, the first impressions of the situation were deeply engraved in Ellen White's mind. She continued, "There are but a very few natural yards, and these are lower down the mountain and are only 1 or 2 feet in width. They build up a yard several feet high, draw dirt in place upon the top of the stone and then have but a few feet to just step out of the doorway. It is only the most wealthy who can afford this extravagance. The homes of the poorer class and even some very nice houses have not 1 foot of level land around them. The banker's wife's mother stepped out in one of these high, made yards to hang out clothes. She was 60 years old. She made a misstep, fell from the wall, and broke her neck.